You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now let us enter the confessional and profess our deepest sins.
I Frenched my cousin one time.
On the internet.
One time I put a firefly on my butt to make my farts glow.
Okay, I guess. Online confessions on Rumble in the Morning.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Yes, online confessions. Online confessions are brought to you by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop. Visit the newest location in the hilltop area of Laskin Road right by Wasserhuhn Brewery and visit papajoesvb.com. Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
There we go. Oh, wait, I got to go in the confessional. It's so much better when you go into the confessional and... Oh, there we are. Hi. Sounds more official this way. There's a Twitter account called Fesshole. And on Fesshole, you can make anonymous confessions and get it off your chest. A lot of people have thought about these things for years, and then they finally come forward with it. For example, when booking movie tickets online, I always choose the children's prices. No one ever checks.
That's probably true, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, but what happens when you get there? Are the tickets a different color or anything?
No, I think it just, yeah. I think it does says it on the ticket, it says child, but nobody
has,
reads it.
Has anybody
it.
Ever read those tickets?
No.
Well, they look at the theater.
Yeah, they look at the theater and everything, but yeah. the that is oriented different on the ticket, yeah. So they're not turning the ticket to read.
Here on today, the Great American Smokeout, I've been hiding my smoking from my wife since we got married 8 years ago. I keep my clothes at the office. I send my suits out to dry cleaners, and I use the shower at work before I go home. I turned down a new job recently because they had no shower and no place for me to hang my smoking clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, that guy really is taking advantage.
Yeah.
I don't get along with my brother, and I don't like his girlfriend. I'm secretly happy that his daughter is hideously cross-eyed.
That is very mean. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Jeez.
Like some kid should have to pay because you got a problem.
That dude's soulless.
Today I got a court order to remove a child from a home. I'm a social worker. It's my job. It's the right thing to do, but I'm racked with guilt. I feel like crap, and I wish I'd never chosen this career. Oh. I am so sorry.
Oh, that's awful.
Man, that's a heartfelt confession right there. Jeez.
Yeah, that is truly a... Oh, yeah.
Damn, dude. I grew up in foster care, and I never ate a steak in my entire life. One day, on a dinner out, my friend's family said I could order anything I wanted, so I ordered a steak. The waiter came over and said, "Well done." I was genuinely baffled, and after a brief pause, I said... Thank you.
Also, the answer is no.
No, never.
Yes, never.
Never. I don't care who you are.
Medium rare is the best.
That might have been our former president's largest fault. Well done steaks. No. No. Under no circumstances. If my employer knew my Reddit handle, they would know that I do a lot less work than they think I do. I guess this makes me a bad parent, but my favorite sound is the satisfying rattle of a piece of Lego getting sucked up in the vacuum. Yeah, but there's a go. There's a quarter. There's
yeah,
a quarter.
Right?
There's a quarter. That stuff's expensive, man. Missing and worrying about my daughter, who's gone off to college. I cuddled up with one of her old teddy bears to help me sleep.
Aw.
Best night's sleep in years. Now I take a teddy bear to bed with me every night. My wife is furious.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird that you get to the end and find out it's the dude.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
But I wouldn't be, you know, I don't know. It's odd, but I just like, okay.
I used to work at a fancy private club. Some privileged a-hole threw a firework at me from behind the bar. My clothes were burned.
Oh, my gosh.
I was promised new clothes on him, but never got them.
Of course not.
Well, I discovered the jerk never checked his account. Guess who bought all my drinks for the next few years? And finally, this one. I'm pretty famous. If you were alive in the 1990s, you'd know who I am. A mask wearing is brilliant. I can now go all around town without being stopped for pictures, and I'm no longer recognized. Long may masks continue.
It's Michael Jackson. He's not really gone. He loved masks, remember?
I think he still tell you could tell with him if it was Michael Jackson.
It happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was here making a record.
Yep. I remember that.
And he showed up at a Barnes & Noble unannounced.
Yeah.
Just went to Barnes & Noble.
Wearing a mask.
And by the time he left, every news team in town followed him.
Yep.
All the way back to his hotel, and they had to find a place for him to live.
It was a mob scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. So he ended up in the basement of a record producer's house, living with the family. I talked to the kid one day.
Did you really?
About Michael being his roommate.